It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Isn't that the kind of thing you do when you've smoked some weed? You go organize your Tupperware drawer?
This is Marconi award-winning.
When you've smoked a giant weed or two.
Just a giant weed.
Yeah, I guess so, Norm.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You have to memorize a script? No, you got to go this and touch the V.
Embarrassing, well, isn't it?
Donnie.
Don't put me in it. You said it. Well, if that's the case, sign me the hell up.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Advanced Hair Restoration at advancedhair.com brings you the emergency break of the week. We give you three candidates. You get to vote on them. We all sit around, laugh a little bit. Isn't it fun just to laugh just a little bit on a Friday morning? As we will at candidate number one, it is the great Donovan, who was called out for confusing two different sayings, and he was called out by the great Gordo.
Maybe they should have an
I'm going to have a golf tournament to support that.
They have the smoking section.
Yeah, because you would just, I assume his little kid had an alcohol thing, right, where he would clean his arm, because maybe that's why you go to the bathroom. I don't know. You got to clean off the injection.
But don't
site.
You think people will frown their nose up to pull that out at an eating table if you're at the table right next to them? Do you want to see that?
Yeah.
Can I ask something?
Sure.
I want to ask about the phrase "frown your nose up."
Yeah.
Is that a phrase?
Turn your nose up. Yep, did I say frown?
Yep, sure did.
Oh, okay.
You combine frown at and turn your nose up. And to frown your nose.
Yeah, I just put them. I put them together. We like them when they put them together?
Yeah, it's hot.
See, that's what I just did.
You know, I think I've heard other people say that.
Really? Yeah. I've never heard that before in my life.
Push them together.
That's not one of those things that's just being accepted now, is it? That
it might be. I just haven't heard it.
I haven't heard it either.
Frown your nose up.
Yeah.
That is a good one. Yeah, I like it when you called him out and it was like, and you repeated it. Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah, I'll take questions on that. Sure, go ahead. Yeah, what's your question about it? So if it has become a common phrase, then the emergency break is on me.
No, it's not on you. It's on Donnie. I don't think it has. But I'm just saying, I feel like I've heard someone else say that and I've never thought, wait, that is... Or maybe it's a no one in the history has ever said that before.
So I just asked AI, is frown your nose up a new saying? And it says, you may be thinking of turn your nose up. So I don't think it's a new thing.
Yeah, I don't think so either. All right, one more time just for comedy.
Maybe they should have an
I'm going to have a golf
section.
Tournament to support that.
They have the smoking section.
Yeah, because you would just, I assume his little kid had an alcohol thing, right, where he would clean his arm, because maybe that's why you go to the bathroom. I don't know. You got to clean off the injection.
But don't
site.
You think people will frown their nose up to pull that out at an eating table if you're at the table right next to them? Do you want to see that?
Yeah.
Can I ask something?
Sure.
I want to ask about the phrase "frown your nose up."
Yeah.
Is that a phrase?
Turn your nose up. Yep, I say frown?
Yep, sure did.
Oh, okay.
You combine frown at and turn your nose up. And to frown your nose.
Yeah, I just put them. I put them together. We like them when they put them together?
Yeah, it's hot.
See, that's what I just did.
Yeah, I think we need that, Donnie. Yeah.
Speaking of hot, maybe during crosstalk we can ask Donnie about a story he told last night on Twitch. It's about a stripper and a Dr. Pepper can. So
I don't know about that. But Donovan is candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from the Hardline. It's Dave, the latest on the Hardline to have bubble voice. And you may say, okay, what is that? Well, anytime someone sounds like they've taken a hit of helium, like this happened to Corby 50 years ago.
Did you see that on a Scott Baio after school special?
Still the greatest one of all time. No one will ever top that. Because everyone now, the first syllable, you stop because you don't want to say an entire phrase with bubble voice.
How could Corby just fight through that?
I don't know.
I mean, the moment I have bubble voice, I stop. I can't stand
your throat,
it. Tickles your throat. You don't like it.
Well, that's what Dave did. He stopped, but he still got pummeled.
And I think the Knicks go up 3-1 tonight. And I and that's how it feels to me. But I'm here for the drama. So to act like I have any idea is misleading at best.
Certainly. Oh, my
God.
Oh,
no. Keep talking. Keep talking.
Certainly. Certainly.
Dude, it sounded like you were about to follow the yellow brick road.
No. I can't get my throat clear. I don't understand what's happening.
Certainly the Spurs defense.
No, but the defense has a lot to do with it, but.
Okay, yeah. Now we know what you're saying. All right, isolated?
Certainly.
Yeah, that was going to be a good one. That was going to be a really good one, and he got stopped.
All right, do we need a new station-wide policy that when you get bubble voice, you must continue talking?
You're required to follow through with the paragraph.
You've got
to
ride it out and see how long. It's like a rodeo, how long you can ride it.
Right. Ride the bubble.
Yes.
You've got to ride the bubble.
And we'll have a reward at the end of the season for who rode the longest.
I love that, yeah.
Ticket rodeo.
Yeah, I love
that. You get an extra day off or something like that.
Certainly.
Yeah, because Corby has the record. There's no way. And that's what, like 5 or 6 seconds? If you can ride it out for...
Did you see that on a Scott Baio after-school special?
Yeah, he even had a pause in the middle of it.
Certainly.
That's the one to beat right there. Okay, there's Dave as candidate number two. Candidate number three is a man known as Ham, Matt Birmingham, doing the news on Work in Progress. And... He has a verbal meltdown as he tries to say a president's name.
But, yeah, wasn't there like a president that married his third cousin cousin?
I think most previous presidents at some point were married to one of their cousins.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that was a requirement for the office.
It's not a requirement.
You had to be at least 35.
Martin Van Buren. If I could restate that real quick. First cousins, once removed.
Bad bit.
Jerry Lee Lewis married his... like 13 or 14 year old cousin.
Okay, thanks, Dylan, for that note.
Martin Van Buren.
Doesn't that's almost up there with Regonk. It sounded like the record got stopped on him. Listen to this one isolated.
Martin Van Buren.
Yeah, someone's thumbing the turntable there.
Oh, man.
And so, first cousin once removed, you know, the once removed refers to a generation difference. So, I don't know if there was an age gap there, too.
Hmm. Wow.
So, yeah.
And what was up with that back then?
I don't know.
That was quite the claim by DJ.
That most presidents married their cousin.
I see where he's thinking there. It's like back in the day.
Everyone was related to somebody, kinda, I guess. Yeah. All right.
That's poor cancel culture got a hold of us.
Yeah.
And prevented us from marrying our cousins.
One more time of that isolated there with the thumbing of the record.
Martin Van Buren.
Oh, man. All right. So is it Donovan? Is it Davey? Or is it Ham? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Junior.
Yes.
I am full on right now, brother.
We don't need to know that.
Gross.
Put a notch in the P1 column of the erection log for me, will you?
Oh, man. Jeez.
Hit me up, DTF, DFW, Mounted Lion.
Okay.
I vote for Dave.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Jeb, tell Donnie to turn his nose upside down and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thank you. Hey, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'm going to vote for the throat goat.
Be Corby, Dave? Though.
Yeah.
But it's a Dave reference,
yes,
right?
There's a Davey vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Am I on your radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Unreal.
Hi, Muses. Well, Joe. Texas Tech keeps on sipping in it and getting on their Tony Lama, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Why is Natalie Maine so obsessed with Texas Tech?
She loves Texas Tech.
She sure does, but she's kind of having a change of heart. Sometimes it's kind of hard to take, y'all.
Yeah, I understand. Well, who you vote for?
Yep.
Well, yeah, I want to go ahead and vote for, is it Matt Birmingham? Just so you know, and y'all have a happy 12-12 Luke 12.
This doesn't make any sense. Just no sense whatsoever.
Well, your voice is really changing. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hey, guys. Triple fake Giannis Antetokounmpo here.
Okay, Giannis.
I'd like to vote for Davey, and y'all got a great band name in that segment, Ride the Bubble.
Yeah, not bad. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins E-Break?
Hey, guys, E-Break Man with a song request from Gordon. It's a phrase that Donnie made, like misusing the phrase up under.
Great tune.
Thank you, E-Break Man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Jub, it's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz.
I ran into one of your teammates in the wild this week.
Who's that?
Yeah, I was at a burger joint of my choosing. You know, the one where they used to bring it, threw it out to you in roller skates.
Mm-hmm.
One Justin Montemayor.
Okay.
So shout out to Justin, and want to vote for Donnie frowning his nose up.
Okay, thank
Justin
you
Justin was
much.
On roller skates?
I guess so.
Huh. He was on roller skate.
Yes.
Indeed.
Indeed. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to vote for marrying your cousin. Woo, pig!
Okay. Hey, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
You like those Super Bowls, Jump?
Love them.
You like those two Super Bowls?
Yep.
You did?
Yep.
A good morning to you.
Okay, I'm so confused. Was this
was that Jerry or
Jimmy? Jimmy Johnson yelling the Jerry phrase, did you like those three Super Bowls? But then he ended with good morning to you.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
My two favorites for the 2026 World Cup are easy. It's Dogaloos and the Puddin'.
All right, let it go. Let it go.
That guy's genius right there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on radio?
Yeah.
So fake.
This ain't Natalie Mines. This is Georgie Smoke Show Heat Stroke Nurse. You want to come down to the hospital, Georgie, check out these milk sheds, watch me check my dump truck while you pass out very safe?
Okay.
So your Smoke Show Heat
Smoke Show stroke Heat nurse. Stroke Nurse. Okay. So when you had heat stroke, yeah. You went in and said it was the hottest
no doubt.
Woman you'd ever seen was yes. Your nurse.
Yeah.
All right, give me the bubble voice, boy.
Okay, thanks.
Do you want her to shake her dump
no,
truck for
that's
you?
That's okay. Don't call it that, but thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, give me a day. He sounded like a cross between Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny.
Okay, and we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Davey Lane.
That beats Martin Van Buren.
I know. I thought that would win, too.
And I think the Knicks go up 3-1 tonight, and I That's how it feels to me, but I'm here for the drama. So to act like I have any idea is misleading at best.
Certainly. Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, no. Keep talking. Keep talking.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Dude, it sounded like you were about to follow the yellow brick road.
No. I can't get my throat clear. I don't understand what's happening.
Certainly the Spurs defense.
No, but the defense has a lot to do with it, but...
How many wins is that for Davey?
Dave has represented the Lollipop Guild all the way to E-Break number 28 for himself.
Not bad. Okay.
Certainly.